This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thanks for tuning in, PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. I am not shocked at all that something like this were to happen to me. But have any of you guys ever gotten screwed over when it comes to paying it forward? 585-252-9800 is the number to call. You can text. Sometimes being generous has its ups and downs, does it not, Breezy?
Yeah, but when it comes to paying it forward, I think the whole thing's a myth. So. No, I do. I don't get the concept. I think it's so stupid.
Well, here's the situation.
Let me hold your credit card for 49 minutes until the person behind you figures out what they want.
She's not getting it.
Do I want a latte or do I want a hot chocolate?
She doesn't understand how it works at all.
I don't.
She doesn't get it.
I don't get it.
I needed a coffee on Saturday afternoon because I had a big dinner on Saturday night for a friend's birthday. Friday killed me. I was a little hungover. I thought, you know what? If I'm going to make a 7 p.m. dinner and stay out because they're going to want to get a drink afterwards, then I'm going to need a little pick-me-up. So I decided to hit up a Dunkin'. I had points that I wanted to use on the app. So the woman comes on the speaker.
The points.
The woman says on the speaker, "Hi, so the car in front of you is paying for your bill." And I thought, that's nice of them. It's very generous. Are they a fan of the show? What's happening?
Right.
Does the person know me? No, of course they don't.
It's like, I love your new ride from Ide.
Had absolutely nothing to do with me. So the woman goes, "Do you want to pay it forward?" I said, "I'm sorry." She goes, "Do you want to pay it forward?" I'm like, oh, here we go.
Here we go. Classic.
First of all, they're 16 cars deep. Okay. That had paid it forward. So now it's my turn. And I can't be the guy that breaks the chain. I don't want that on my conscience all day. I just don't. So I said, "Can I use my points?" They said, "Absolutely, you can use your points." I said, "Okay, I'll pay for the person behind me." "Oh, that's so great. Thank you so much, sir." So I had a Dunkin' reward, which got you like a free coffee or food item. I had like, I don't know, 600 points or something like that. So I pick up my one medium iced coffee that I got for like $4. I scan my Apple Pay to pay for the person behind me, along with using the Dunkin' reward. And I said, "How much was the total?" And the girl at the window said, "Well, it came out to $23.64." And I said, "The entire order was $23.64?" She goes, "Yeah, that's..." I said, "What the hell did they get?" I said, "Did I just feed a family of five? I don't understand." But I scanned it. I scanned my Apple Pay.
Sure did.
Wait.
I mean, so how much charity work do I have to do in this city?
Your points just like didn't
It took $5 off. No, it didn't even take $5 off. It just applied the free coffee to whatever they got behind me. See what I'm saying?
They didn't even get coffee.
So he still paid almost $24.
That was the balance.
This is way too convoluted for me. I can't do it.
She goes, thanks so much. Have a good day. And listen, I'm happy to help, but I was pissed. I felt like I was tricked.
These pay it forward lines are such a scam.
Well, has anybody ever had to pay it forward at like a Starbucks or Dunkin' or a fast food joint and decided, nah, I'm good, and just broke the chain? I wish I could be that guy. I don't have it in me. I'm going to be honest with you. Because sometimes I wish I could just be the guy that says, you know what? I think I'm good. Screw it.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I would.
Have you? I know.
I would.
You've never been in one, though.
No.
Have
but
you?
If I was, I would ask beforehand, well, what did they get before I commit?
I feel like a good barista or the person at the window, I feel like they would say, hey, it's a little on the pricier side. Feel free to opt out. See what I'm saying?
I mean, that would be the smart thing to do.
Also, it's not like they're getting a kickback from you paying for the... Like, they have nothing to do with it.
Unless the bill isn't $23.64. It's $5 and they're just keeping the remaining balance.
Also, could you imagine if... Could you imagine if, like, you're this person who, like, starts this chain wherever you go and just to be a good person and it just stops after you? They're like, the person in front of you paid for yours. Do you want to pay for some? No, I'm good. You're like, let's start the chain.
You stop
let's
it.
Start the chain.
You stop it. The second person.
Yeah.
Have you, Joe? Intern Joe?
No, but when my family was on vacation, they at the place we were at thought that my stepdad was starting a pay it forward chain because my mom had left her wallet in the car he was in.
Okay.
And there wasn't a card to pay in the second car.
And she was behind your stepdad?
Yeah, yeah. So he pulls up to the window and says, I'm going to pay for the car behind me too. And the guy was like, oh my God, that's so nice. And he's like, yeah, no, that's just my wife. She forgot her wallet in this car.
Gotta pay for her.
Could you imagine if he ran with that though into the car after your mom was like, so they're doing a pay forward line. Nobody paid.
Oh
but
my God.
They didn't pay for yours. So you got to start it.
A $4 coffee cost me over $30. See what I'm saying? That's what it came down to.
Yeah, that's
just
rough.
Paying money out the ass all weekend long. Andrew says,
don't even get you started on what you paid on Saturday.
Andrew says, Moose, I am that guy. I am the dude who will always break the chain. And every time I have ever said yes to this, I was the one stuck paying for a stupid amount. I have no problem buying someone a simple coffee, but that was never the case, and I'm done with the pay it forward lines.
Stupid.
I get that.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
Angela says, I used to work
at... I'm anti-pay it forward.
This we know. Angela says, I used to work at Starbucks, and I would literally tell the customers, the person before you paid for your drink, but the person after you had an order way bigger than yours, feel free to break the chain. See, this is what I was talking about.
Yeah.
She's got the right idea.
I guess that's the nice person at Dunkin' just didn't like you, Moose.
No.
I don't see how
I'm a man for everything he's worth.
I don't see how I'm a regular. Chrissy says, I always break the chain. My broke ass could barely afford my own order.
You've also talked a lot of crap about Dunkin' on the air.
Like how?
Yes, you did.
One time I said all their food tastes like it's been in a fire.
Oh, that wasn't even what I was talking about. I was telling you. I wasn't even going to recall that time.
Let me go over to Chrissy. She goes, look, you probably don't ever want to be the guy who breaks the chain, but people do it. It's just my luck. It's my luck that this would happen to me. And she goes, I broke the chain one time. And yes, they gave me an attitude about it, but I don't care. I don't want to be caught in a position like you were, Moose. Megan says, for future reference, you could just break the chain because the barista will thank you. That crap is very annoying for the ones making and handing out the orders. And the longer it goes on, the worse it gets. Break the pay it forward chain, people. Say cool, thanks, and leave.
Mm.
Damn. See, Megan's got the inside scoop. I guess these baristas don't enjoy this.
No.
Yeah, no, that seems rough.
It's a pain in the ass for them. Why would they? If anything is like extra work for me, I'm like, we might as well not do it. You know what I mean? So if I was working at Dunkin'.
Oh, yeah, if you were working at Dunkin', here's how this would go. Hey, the person behind you just paid for the order, but I'm encouraging you right now to just stop this nonsense. Okay.
I'm like, honestly, just take the free meal and run. Puff off, queen.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Now, when you call or text us at 585-252-9800, the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.